I don't, but we got to follow him. Second hour news and views coming up. This is the second, or excuse me, second hour done. Third hour coming up.
Final hour.
A lot going on. But this, the second hour brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. See how much money you could be saving with a refinance deal with Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams. Kim Williams can save, especially you veterans, so much money through the EARL program. But even if you're not a veteran, you can save hundreds of dollars a month, thousands over the course of a year. Skip up to two payments after you refinance, relieving that money stress or putting money back into your property, reinvesting back into your home. And also, if you're a potential first-time home buyer, Alabama Home Mortgage can help you walk through that home buying process, make it quick, easy, well, as easy as possible. They really do a great job. So 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris meet with transition advisors today. The Trump campaign has appeals being heard over ballots in Pennsylvania, and the recount starts in Georgia.
This recount will be done by hand, with pairs of eyes reading each ballot to verify the results Georgia previously came to. Former Vice President Joe Biden leads incumbent President Donald Trump by about 14,000 votes, according to the original count, which represents less than a half a percentage point spread.
Fox's Evan Brown. The Trump administration's banning American investment in 31 companies with ties to the Chinese military. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro tells Fox Business Network.
The underlying principle is that American capital should not be used to finance Chinese militarization, particularly weapons that are going to be used to kill Americans.
The order takes effect January 11th. Investors have a year to drop shares or funds that involve the named companies. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have weekend plans, the news is good for the next few days. Very comfortable today. Low humidity. Nice day. High around 75. Plenty of sunshine. Clear, chilly, jacket weather tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow, more sunshine. Very comfortable. High around 76. I think we'll be in the upper 70s to maybe teasing 80 degrees on Sunday. Still nice, still dry. Then another cold front arrives on Sunday night, and that sets the stage for cool, comfortable days and jacket weather nights next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A man has life-threatening injuries after a shooting in Montgomery Thursday morning. Police say it happened in the 3700 block of Norman Bridge Road. We're still waiting to hear from police about any arrests in the case. Selma police say a three-year-old was hit by a car and killed Wednesday afternoon. Chief Kenta Fulford says this happened in the 1300 block of Philpott Avenue. The driver told police the child ran out into the street. The crash remains under investigation. And Governor Kay Ivey has announced that Golden Boy Foods plans to invest more than $13 million in an expansion at its production facility in Troy, creating 67 full-time jobs. The company expects to start expanding its operations into a new facility by late spring 2021. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that unfortunately it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor Residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500. Or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, and I'm playing this just... What was that, Jack?
Don't you love that tune?
Oh, I do. A history book on the shelf's always repeating itself, Eddie.
Random playlist there, Joey?
No, I'm playing this just to spite you.
Crank it up, Joey.
Now, did you also watch that movie about the traveling pants, Joey?
No,
I've never seen it. It's an ABBA or one of those kind of movies like that. It's a singing
no,
movie.
I watch. Here's the deal. I watched with my brother. We're trying to watch something funny, something stupid.
Yeah.
He's like, have you seen the Will Ferrell Eurovision Netflix movie? I'm like, no. And we put it on. It's hilarious.
I've been trying to get myself to watch it, but I thought it would be so bad, and I love Will Ferrell.
It's great. The cast is great.
Okay.
And that song, Waterloo, that's the song ABBA did at Eurovision, and it's inspired a young Will Ferrell, and that's his dream.
Oh, Lord.
And he's a middle-aged man. Pierce Bronson's his dad. It's all these stupid Icelandic like accents, and it's just, oh, it's over the top and ridiculous. And so that song got stuck in my head, and then I was like, well, the history book. I start learning the history, and then you like to make fun of me for listening to ABBA.
Well, so. Only because I've seen you pull up in the parking lot with your top down, cranking ABBA. And, Joey, that's not a good look for you. Not a good look.
My stereo doesn't work. You're lying.
No, it's through your headphones that are so loud.
Oh,
others can hear it.
Okay.
Which, again, not a good look.
Look, Eddie knows gay when he sees it.
Oh,
all
yes,
right?
Sir.
Okay. That's
I've been
fair.
Hit on by enough gay men.
We're
going to
crank up the Pet Shop Boys.
Hey, don't be knocking on Pet Shop Boys.
I love the Pet Shop Boys. I'm a queer from way back.
Yeah, we got some David Bowie coming up, folks. We got some Adam Ant. We got some Boy George. Yeah, George Michael, some Wham. All this stuff. It's going to be... We're going to be rocking out.
K-Day on the radio.
Because guilty feet have got no rhythm. You remember that, Joey.
You're right, Jack. Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim. Save us.
Good morning. Boy, morning, Jim. Let's see here. 32 minutes and 48 seconds.
You've been holding a while.
Yeah. My ear's about to fall off. Yeah, ABBA. Two lovely ladies in that group. Lovely ladies.
Oh, yes.
The deal with Lori Lightfoot. I was just happening to be watching Newsmax when y'all were talking about her, and, you know, wanting to cancel Thanksgiving. Then they showed a clip of her after the win on Wednesday, after the election, out in the road with no mask and a bullhorn, screaming in front of packed in a big crowd. You know, I guess the corona took off for the election celebrating or whatever.
It'll be back for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was such a. I think there's going to be people are going to be celebrating Thanksgiving more than they ever have.
I hope so.
I think people are ready to go out and just. In fact, I'm going to have a Thanksgiving weekend. I'm going to start Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I might eat 3 or 4 turkeys.
Well, and during this year, in the midst of the pandemic, we were told literally simultaneously by the corporate press, hey, you need to stay home so you don't, you know, kill people, but also you need to get out into the streets to protest, you know, systemic racism.
Mm-hmm.
We were told the same things. It's just the gall of these people.
Are they going to cancel Christmas, too? In fact, Santa won't be able to come. You know, he's going to have to wear a mask when he comes to your house. We don't want him spreading anything.
They're going
to
try.
But, another thing here real quick. I flipped over to CNN for a minute. Don't get on me. And the guy was interviewing Bishop T.D. Jakes. You know who that is? A famous black evangelist, very wealthy man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, you know, we just need to all get together and work through this together. You know, that's easy to say when you have a net worth of $300 million. You know, I'm not getting on preachers. I'm a Christian. But what do you need $300 million for? Stashed away.
To see the WHO now says lockdowns don't work.
Right.
People that, you know, we've been warning about for a while, you do lockdowns in the first world, so to speak, you're going to have tens of millions of people, especially in the third world, again, so to speak, who are dying from starvation.
Right.
You can't shut down whole economies without there being vast consequences. And the damnedest thing is, go look at, like, the death chart of Belgium. Belgium had heavy lockdowns, and it didn't work. And you compare that to Sweden.
No.
Sweden, yes. Yeah, I hear you. It's just, it's amazing. But, you know, and the biggest buffoon of all is Fredo's brother up there in New York. He's already destroyed the New York City.
Yeah.
And much of his estate. And now he wants to ratchet it down some more. He doesn't care. I mean, there's not going to be anything left in New York. It's going to look like New York's going to look like that city there. What is that Will Ferrell movie? You know, the one where he's all the zombie-like people are in the city and he's hid up in this apartment building somewhere trying to kill him or find a cure for him or something. I mean, there's nothing there. He goes out in the daytime. There's nothing there but a bunch of parked cars and nobody in them.
You mean Will Smith, I Am Legend?
Will Smith, I'm sorry.
I wish Will Ferrell had been cast in that movie. That would have been a completely different film.
I think people are really going to get out. I noticed there's a pretty hefty crowd in Walmart, so people getting their Thanksgiving. They're not going to listen to these people. What are they going to do, come around and see if you got 10 people in your house or less, and drag you out in the front yard and beat you with a baton or something?
Well, South Korea has put out a deal yesterday where they will start fining you for not having a mask. And believe you me, when they say they're going to do it, they're going to do it.
Yeah, but you try that here.
Well, I hate to say it, Jim, but I think we're fixing to be heading towards that. It seems to be one message from Trump was, hey, we're going to keep the lockdowns away. We're going to keep the economy going. And the opposite message, the one that's obviously, hate to admit it, but maybe voted in, was, hey, we're fixing to lock this place down.
Well, if they do that, they will totally destroy this economy.
Exactly. And people, I don't understand why the lockdown. What are we going to get out of that?
Nothing. That's what it's all about. They use the lockdown for these fake ballots. Mail-in ballots. They used it, and they'll use the lockdown for something else. They're eventually going to say, "You can't go anywhere without a mask, and if you don't have a mask, you can't go to the store. You can just sit in your house and starve then."
Well, I worry about the vaccine with that. I was telling Joey off air. What if they make the vaccine mandatory? You can't fly. No, you can't travel.
They cannot make you take a vaccine.
They can't. Joey, did you get?
I would not trust.
Right. No, they'll come up with access rules, or if you want to go to a concert, or buy tickets through Ticketmaster, or you want to go to a football game. Yeah, they're going to come up with association regulation.
Maybe when you do get the vaccine, they put a mark on you. Then you can go places.
Just like your mumps mark?
That sounds a little... you got the mark? Okay.
Mark of the Beast.
Yep. Little scary there.
Well, Jim, I appreciate the call, man. And thank you for holding for so long.
Yeah, what's up with that, Joey?
Why are people holding 32 minutes and 58 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe because somebody's talking.
Yeah, well, it might be you.
Yeah, that's what I meant. What did you think I meant?
Well, I know what you meant, you smart ass.
Love you, Jack. Love you, man.
How you doing?
And no wonder I don't have any rhythm. 272-9228, 272.
Guilty feet?
Yeah, there you go.
I thought it was your dysrhythmia.
Well, I keep sticking my foot in my mouth. Urbanite.
Yeah, hey, this is more for Jack. Hey, why is it we don't have Pence as more of a figurehead on this corona? Are they, like, making sure he stays away from the fray so they can use him on another day in the future elections?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, wasn't he the kind of head of the task
force? Right, that's what I'm saying. I understand trying to compete with Trump for attention is a bit of a chore. And I understand why he didn't dominate at the briefing. But you would think he would be dominating, especially like now during the quote-unquote spike, that you would hear his name more, or he would be out there with some kind of a message.
Well, Trump's not out there with a message. Pence is not out there. I think they're being super cautious not to jeopardize any kind of a court case that might come up. I think they're smart to lay low and say nothing, tweet out every now and then, whatever. I think it's a good strategy
when it comes to the coronavirus, that, you know, that was one of the biggest albatrosses that got laid around their necks during the election cycle. Don't you think they should be proactive on that? That way they can get out from under...
Well, there were 153,000 new cases yesterday.
Right, and we know it's going to happen because they're testing more. I mean, that's a good...
Right. What are you going to say about that? It doesn't matter what you say about it. They're going to try to use it against you. And we all know the coronavirus didn't take Donald Trump down. A stolen election took him down. He was right on all the damn issues. And he won this election on Election Day, but they stole it after the polls closed. So their coronavirus message didn't work. I mean, what are you going to do differently, Joe? Are you going to not restrict air travel to China and to and from China? What would he have done differently that it would have stemmed the tide?
Oh, and I got one more for you. You were laughing about Austin, Texas. Do you think there's any truth to the rumor they're actually going to move, NASDAQ or New York Stock Exchange down to Texas?
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, that conversation's in the weeds, but I can't even imagine Dallas handling the New York Stock Exchange. I know Dallas is a nice city, but it's not a very sophisticated city.
No, I won't disagree with you on that.
Check your face when you said that. You're like, well, what the hell, he's right.
Who wants to fight with Urbanite? It's a Friday. I want to love and get along with everybody.
No. If you disagree with me, by all means.
No,
please.
I mean, I don't know that. Are you saying Dallas?
I haven't been to Texas in 20 years. You probably know a lot more than I do. But I remember 20 years ago, they weren't the brightest campers in the woodshed.
There's a lot of damn money in Dallas, I'll tell you that.
I know, but, you know, money and brains have never been synonymous, man. Hell, look at L.A. If money and brains were synonymous, we'd really be in trouble.
True.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of, but there are a lot of smart people in Dallas and Austin, and Austin is a real high-tech community, but I don't see them moving NASDAQ anywhere outside of New York.
I don't think you are either.
Well, we'll see.
All right, then. How we going?
Thank you, Urbanite. 272-9228. I think we got so little time left here, Jack. You want to unplug for the rest of the show?
Just whatever, Joey.
No, seriously, it'll help matters a great deal. But this part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Folks, if you're looking for fine antique and estate jewelry, Heirloom Jewelers is the place to go. Troop Booth is the guy to call and go see. He was trained at the Gemological Institute of America. Also, he's been working in the family business. It's a 40-year family business, and it's because of Troop Booth's expertise he can offer you incredible prices on one-of-a-kind antique jewelry pieces, whether to treat yourself, surprise your significant other. Maybe, you know, these troubled times call for, building up new families and getting together, so maybe you're going to pop the big question to that person you love. Why not a one-of-a-kind antique engagement ring? It really is something special. Or if you're looking to sell antique jewelry pieces of Troop Booth, you call them at 260-0066 or go online to heirloomjewelers.com. You can make an appointment there. Whether you're looking to buy or sell fine antique jewelry, Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers is the man to go see. Thank you, Troop, for being a great sponsor. Really, you are a fantastic sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. More News and Views when we come back. I'm Joey. He's Jack. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
And this song goes out to Eddie Bader.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and I have been saying for years now how much I enjoy working out. I am so excited to be able to actually talk about how I do get to maintain that and the great coaching that I have. WP Fitness with Alita Coin is my secret to all of that. Whether you want to get stronger, you want to lose weight, you want to try new things like competitions, WP Fitness has that. Just whatever goal you have in mind, that is what Alice provides, and I want him to share with you a little bit about what WP can offer.
Yes, we offer sports performance training and adults training class. Our sports performance training is for our 7-year-olds and on up. In our adults class, we train people to get ready for their 5Ks and just general physical preparation.
One thing is for sure is that anything that you're looking for, WP has that. So please tell them where they can find you.
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Our Facebook page and our Instagram is WP Alabama, and our website is WPAlabama.com.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Get the best prices with the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet. Now through the end of the month, take advantage of the best deals on high-quality flooring for your home. Plus, receive 12-month interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free pre-measurement, make your purchase, and save big. It's that simple. It's the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Cobbs Ford Road.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Old MacDonald.
Hello!
Mr. McDonald, I understand you have a farm.
Oh, that's right, man. I got this farm here with a duck here.
And a duck there.
Here a duck.
There a duck.
Everywhere a duck.
So you're a duck farmer.
Yeah, I guess so.
I understand there's a lot of money in that.
Oh, that's right, man. I'm doing pretty good.
So I would imagine you need a good asset preservationist to help you with your finances.
David Ernest helps me with my stuff. He is the greatest asset preservationist in the land.
So he really helps you out?
Yes, I guess you could say he helps me keep my ducks in a row.
Well, how can we get in contact with David Ernest?
Call him up at 279-7431, man, and put him to work for you today.
Well, thank you, old McDonald. You have a very lovely farm. And by the way, I have your address here. Could you give me your zip code?
It's E-I-E-I-O, man.
Really?
I know, right?
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.org. Number 330.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing. 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. More songs off the Eddie Vedder playlist.
One of my favorites.
Yeah?
Yeah, man, I'll drop the top and sing this all day long.
You like that harmonica, right?
And honestly, Boy George grew on me. I mean, when I first saw his first video back in the 80s, and I was probably 11, 12 years old, I was like, what the heck is this?
Yeah, the early mid-80s were a really eclectic time for music. It was good stuff. But a lot of nice mix.
But when I got past the visual of it, the music, I love his music. You know, now as I got to know him as he got older, he's a wacko, but I loved his music.
Hey, that's usually the case. Yeah. People that make good art are a little.
Yeah, they're a little extreme.
Yeah, they're a little interesting.
I get that.
But 272-9228. We don't usually do this, but since it's Friday and we love her, Donkey Lori, you say you have a quick question?
Double dipping Donkey Lori. It's not a question. I just wanted to remind Eddie Vedder that when Joey pulls up in his convertible listening to ABBA, that you pulled up in Susanna's convertible with your 70s porn mustache listening to Donna Summer.
Yes, I did. And many of men around the Montgomery area enjoyed that. They talked to me at the lights.
Mm-hmm. At the lights.
At the stoplights.
Yeah. At the red light?
Yeah. Made me kind of put my top up.
Of the car?
Anyway, high five, Joey.
Thank you, Doggy
Lori. Thank you, Doggy Lori.
272-9228. Let's go to Clint. Hey, Clint.
Good day, guys.
Good day.
Hey, you guys talking about the vaccine earlier on PBS NewsHour. Here and there, they talk about, you know, they get the vaccine. Yeah. How can they make it mandatory? You know, I've never taken a flu shot in my life. And I refuse to.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had the flu twice. And I'm 66.
Wait, they didn't... You said you've served several tours. They didn't make you take mandatory vaccines, anything like that, when you were serving?
Yeah, the flu shot, but I wiggled my way out of it.
Oh.
Yeah. Because the day when the swine flu come in, I wiggled my way out. Next day, over 90% of the battalion was on bed rest. And mine, you know, I worked with the mechanics. Out of 14 soldiers, two of us was at work. So, no, I know, no. You know, that was a bad shot. Everybody was sick for 3 days. So you can't, I can't even imagine what this virus shot would be. You think it would be mandatory?
Probably not directly mandatory, but they'll do things like, hey, you want to go to a football game or a concert, or you want your kids to go to school, these sorts of things. Yeah. You have to get the shot to get access to certain places.
And I believe that on Fox, they had a story of a guy who was part of that, did the vaccine and all, and he said, yeah, first couple of days after the first one, felt like crap whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it, I mean, think about it. It's just going to put a low dose of the virus in your body, and so you can build up antibodies to it, so...
Exactly. Now, I think my antibody's pretty doggone good on this virus.
Yeah, I think you're going to be like Greg Budell. You've probably smoked enough cigarettes where you've got that protection.
I do smoke.
Yeah.
Hey, I've had it twice, so I survived. So I'm not concerned about it, but I ain't taking that shot. The worst shot you're going to get is a hemoglobin.
A what?
They give it to you, a hemoglobin. They give it to you at the same time in both cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
It brings up a knot on your butt by the size of a golf ball.
Mm.
Now, oh, it hurts.
Why do we have take to get you to your knees? Shot?
Well, we had to take those when we deployed to Saudi Arabia.
Ah, okay.
So,
I got you.
So, hey, Dan Black's number. You have that? I missed it.
279-6036.
279-6036. 6036. Does he do photographs? Can he put them on DVD?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give him a call. He's a great guy.
I got some nice photos that my brother took in Vietnam of Bob Hope and Raquel Welch.
Hello, Raquel.
Sir?
I said, hello, Raquel Welch. She was an absolutely beautiful woman.
Hmm.
Oh, and these are great pictures. You know, that USO show and other stars. And I got them, and I'd like to have these preserved. I'm going to give this man a call. So
do that. You won't regret it, I promise you.
Yeah. Good show today, guys. Go Trump.
Thanks, Clint. Hey, Clint.
Thank you, Clint. 272-9228, Flower Child.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Flower Child.
I've got a blue bird on my shoulder. Zippity-doo-dah. Mm-hmm. I have the most faith in this process. It's just skyrocketing in me, and I think he's going to do it. Jack, did you put me in a fringe group with you yesterday? Is that what you said?
No. I just sent you one video.
No. I thought you said something about a fringe group, and that includes
you. Oh, yeah,
you and...
you're fringe, and I'm fringe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I'm not crazy. I'm just fringe, huh?
Well, that's a nice way to say it.
But borders on being crazy.
Well, I read an article in the Conservative Treehouse, and this MIT PhD professor, Dr. Shiva, graphically showed you, like on an XY axis, how the voter fraud occurred. But there's just a couple things I did not know. Did you know that voting machines capture images of your ballot? And is
no.
that, huh?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. And, of course, he lives in Massachusetts, and it's a federal law not to destroy that. Well, he said that in Massachusetts,
easy for you to say.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm getting tongue-tied on that. I know how to say that. Anyway, he said that they have deleted the images. So he's got a lawsuit against them. And he said, of course, you know that there is a printout from each machine, like how many votes were for Trump and Biden.
Right.
And that's without getting any real software stuff into it. So the to me, the ballot printout tape like would match a hand recount as long as no software was messing with that machine in real time. The thing is, that I think is happening is that when it goes from machines like to a flash drive, mm-hmm. and then the flash drive is downloaded to a central place, and then they start messing with it. So I'm real hopeful of that. And I think the reason Trump let them go in and rob the bank to show, and what he's going through, is to show America what they've been doing, and he wants to make sure post-POTUS that no other foreign actors or no other dirty actors can ever do this to us again in a United States election. And I think he's going to come up with some sort of voter ID and some other safeguards so that these things can't be hacked. And did you know that the servers for this stuff, the information, is kept in Germany? And the, I guess, I don't know, the data or something like that is kept in Spain. Why on earth would we send information from our election desk over to Spain, over to Germany, and then it come back?
Now, are you sure this, did you read this somewhere?
Oh, yes. And I saw it on TV, too.
Wow.
Well, it would be contracts. You contract with these companies, this is how these companies work.
But somebody has to review that contract, and if that's,
which makes you go, hey, Secretary
right, how much
of State,
money did you get paid for that, buddy?
Yes, and I sent another thing where it said that in Detroit, this guy who was associated with a really bad mayor that's serving 28 years in jail for everything, he was awarded in a contract, $1 million contract, to hire poll workers. Now, which poll workers do you think he wanted to hire? You know, you scratch my back, I scratch your back, and then they're going to hire Democratic poll workers.
A bunch of unemployed Democrats that'll owe him a favor.
Yep.
Yep. They were getting paid $600 for a shift.
Yeah, I'd take some of that action.
And then the other thing, you know, when I didn't see the part where Rudy Giuliani had the private eye outside them. You know, Trump knew that they were going to cheat. And I even think that he probably had drones above these, here I go, Jack. Drones
I know
above
it.
These
you're getting in the weeds now.
I know. Well, I'm just telling you, the man knows. He's never told us a lie. Whatever he's always said has come true. And I think he's got the proof. He's getting rid of the people in DOD and other units that would balk if he called an insurrection act when all this stuff goes down, is what I think. But, I mean, he's playing this too far out. I'm losing y'all because y'all aren't talking.
No.
Well, we're letting you go. Yeah.
But I will say this. Flower Child is a neighbor of mine. She lives a couple sloughs over, I believe. But every time I hear, and I don't know, lately I've heard a lot of explosions, first thing on my mind is, what's Flower Child up to? And I'm looking for the helicopters. And well, here, I'm telling you, here lately somebody's been blowing up Tannerite or something up there. But my first thought is, I'm looking over Flower Child's way. What's going on? I'm waiting for smoke to be rising.
No. I don't know how to do bombs or anything like that. I can
assure
you.
I'll come over and teach you.
Ellen, did you see Kelly Loeffler's ad? Where who's ever her opponent is, the Democrat guy? I think he's a preacher.
Oh yeah, out of Atlanta.
Out of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's like calls Louis Farrakhan a prophet.
Right. Oh, yeah. He's out there.
Yeah. Well, anyway, y'all have a good weekend. And, you know.
You too, Flower Child.
The John Solomon said we should be hearing from the Bar Durham thing this week. So
I sure hope so.
Today is Friday the 13th.
That's right.
Hold our thoughts, prayers that he does come out.
I hope so, too.
Well, Flower Child, appreciate you, and we'll talk again on Monday.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
272-9228, this part of News and Views from 9 till noon, brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. They're there at 6237 Atlanta Highway, mm-hmm. right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You can see it in the little strip center, Benjamin Moore New Look Decorating Center. And that's right, they are a Benjamin Moore retailer for all your interior or exterior paint and stain supplies, especially if it's a do-it-yourself project to repaint the bedroom, maybe the front porch. New Look Decorating Center is the place to go to get all those supplies. But also, if you need a little bit of advice, you know, you need that expert eye to guide you, Brian Carr, the owner, or Brett Lanham, the manager, they're both paint specialists, and they can give you inspiration and then make that inspiration a reality. Sometimes you just have a general idea and you need that extra help, that extra guiding hand, and that's why you go see the folks at New Look Decorating Center. So check them out today. Give them a call at 271-0007, if you so please, 271-0007. Or again, stop by that showroom. They keep your information on file so you can go back again and again and remember the exact type of paint or stain that you used. This is what makes New Look Decorating your local choice for all your paint and stain supplies. Check them out today. And be sure when you stop by or give them a call, you tell them you heard about New Look Decorating Center here on News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
How you doing?
Got Eddie in the house. In we'll the house. Be right back.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment at 1135 Northeastern Boulevard for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Hey, this is Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and doing so has dramatically increased our business. The sales and production staff are some of the best I've ever worked with. Thanks, Blue Water, for all you do for us.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have weekend plans, the news is good for the next few days. Very comfortable today. Low humidity. Nice day. High around 75. Plenty of sunshine. Clear, chilly, jacket weather tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow, more sunshine. Very comfortable. High around 76. I think we'll be in the upper 70s to maybe teasing 80 degrees on Sunday. Still nice, still dry. Then another cold front arrives on Sunday night, and that sets the stage for cool, comfortable days and jacket weather nights next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News and views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Just reading here, Paul Sperry of Real Clear Investigations has a new report out this morning. And he writes, a curious thing happened at Fulton County, Georgia. Election officials counted mail-in ballots at Atlanta's Fulton, State Farm Arena in the days after the election. In the early hours of November 5th, a surge of some 20,000 mail-in votes suddenly appeared for Joe Biden, while approximately 1,000 votes for President Trump mysteriously disappeared from his own totals in the critical swing state, where Biden holds a razor-thin lead. A poll watcher noticed the suspicious shift in votes while monitoring the interim election results on the Georgia Secretary of State website. I concluded from looking at these results that this was an irregularity, since there was no obvious reason for President Trump's totals to have decreased while former Vice President Biden's totals increased dramatically. This is according to Voter Georgia co-founder Garland Favorito. He swore an affidavit he filed this week with the Secretary of State's office. Favorito suspects a variety of factors, including that votes were artificially inflated for Biden while using the same Dominion voting system used in Antrim County, Michigan, which erroneously transferred 6,000 votes from Trump to Biden. Last year, Georgia contracted with Dominion to automate vote tabulations in all 159 of its counties. The software appears to have thrown votes from Trump to Biden here, too. He said, Favorito said to Real Clear Investigations, or Biden ballots were manufactured. The large disparity of gains between the two candidates was, quote, something I had never witnessed before in my many years of election monitoring, said Favorito, a career IT professional who has been a leading advocate for election integrity in the state over the past two decades. He says he is not a Republican or Trump supporter. On November 10th, Favorito sent his affidavit to Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, recommending a full by-hand ballot recount. The next day, his office announced it will conduct such an audit for the presidential race. Biden currently leads Trump by more than 14,000 votes in the state. It's a good first step, Favorito said. A recount will be able to determine if there is electronic vote fraud or any indiscrepancies. In addition to helping certify the presidential race, Favorito said it's imperative investigators identify the source of the irregularities before the state holds its two U.S. Senate runoff elections on January the 5th so they don't repeat themselves. Of course, Georgia is now ground zero for who will hold the Senate. On Dominion's voting website, a page titled Election 2020 Setting the Record Straight, they say claims about Dominion switching or deleting votes are 100% false. While noting that no election is without isolated issues, Dominion, the company, states election safeguards from testing and certification of voting systems to canvassing and auditing prevent malicious actors from tampering with vote counts and ensure that final vote tallies are accurate. But Favorito, this monitor who's been there in Georgia monitoring things for 20-something years, who lives in Atlanta, said that the Fulton County shift was so dramatic it seemed as if someone had, quote-unquote, dumped a huge batch of mail-in ballots for Biden into the system. One candidate could not go up by 20,000 and the other doing nothing in Fulton County or any county in Georgia, Favorito asserted. That's just not going to happen. Added Favorito, quote, I think they're going to find the root cause of the irregularity was something electronic, and I think it's going to change the results substantially. He suggested it may have been a result of a software or equipment malfunction, or possibly even vote swapping malware. infecting the system. Of greatest concern, however, is the possibility of intentional misconduct by an election official or worker. There's always a chance it was an inside job, Favorito said, though both Republican and Democratic officials in the state say they have found no evidence, no credible evidence at least, of election fraud. Favorito said he sent his affidavit to the Fulton County Board of Registration and Elections for investigation, but has not heard back. The board did not comment to Mr. Sperry from Real Clear Investigations' interview request. So that's just Georgia. There are other things going on in Michigan, Pennsylvania. I believe there are lawsuits being filed in Arizona. And there was a court case won in Pennsylvania yesterday.
Mm-hmm. One of those states.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I will guarantee you he won them.
Right.
I would bet my other leg.
There you go.
All right.
So we'll see where this goes over the weekend. They have to prove it in court, but they are now starting to muster more arguments, and they did win yesterday on an equal protection basis. Different counties are treating ballots and re-canvassing or early canvassing, pre-canvassing of votes in different parties, well, differently. And also remember that Justice Alito's Supreme Court had them separate out a lot of these ballots in case something like this came up. And Justice Alito also last night, very forceful statements about the loss of liberty due to this lockdown strategy, this newfangled so-called public health strategy that doesn't seem to help the public's health, but it does seem to, well, give a lot of control to the government, completely, well, destroy liberties and also destroy economies, leave tens of millions starving worldwide in places that most need the help. Yeah, it's just a great idea. But let's do it all over again. 272-9228. Before we hit this quick break, let's go to Warren. Hey, Warren.
Hey, pal.
How you doing, Warren?
All right. I got a technical question for you, brainy type. I know you have a degree in poli-sci, right?
Yes, a BS in poli-sci, yes.
Okay, good. And so maybe between you and Jack, y'all can tell me this. I heard yesterday on Newsmax that if the election goes into the House of Representatives, that each state has one vote.
Yes, that's true.
Okay. Well, I was just wrong. And way, way, way back, two lifetimes ago, when Richard Nixon and Hubert Humphrey were running, they're saying that race almost went into the House of Representatives, and in that case, each representative would have a vote. But I didn't, at that time, I didn't really have anybody that I didn't know who to ask. So I'm glad to find out, because that Richard Nixon came within a cat hair of losing that race and almost went into the House. And if that had happened, Hubert Humphrey would have been president and not Richard Nixon. Just a little history for you.
That's true.
That's true. It would be each state gets its own one vote. If it's the House of Representatives breaking a tie, or if they can't seat electors and certify results, it'll be thrown to the House. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I just wonder about that, because all these many, many years, I've been under the impression that each representative in the House had one vote. But I'm glad to hear that it's only just each state has one vote. Who do you happen to know who cast that vote?
It would be the delegation from each state would have to talk amongst themselves, so to speak, even if they are a little verklempt. And they would have to talk amongst themselves, and essentially it would break down to who in your delegation has the more votes in terms of party. So in Alabama, it would go towards a Republican.
Okay, very good. I just didn't know how to cast that one vote between all the
They would vote to decide how to vote. You know how this works.
Vote, decide how to vote. There you go.
Warren, appreciate the call.
Thanks, Warren.
Okay, thank you.
Well, if that's the case, didn't Trump win substantially more states?
Yes.
Than Biden did?
Yeah, look at the map.
Yeah. Well, it'll be up to the delegation of each of those states, but we're not there yet. So I think the certification process is the key to the Trump legal strategy. We'll be right back. Final hour. Closing down here on News and Views from 9 till noon. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-thru windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Worth Cleaners today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Final moments as part of the program brought to you by this gentleman sitting across the desk from me, Eddie Bader.
No, I'm a gentleman now. Am I, Joey?
Yeah, with that mustache. 322-0662, that's your number, right?
That's right. I want to tell everybody about a place we've got in Millbrook, man. It's a great place located on Sanders Drive right there in Millbrook. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,900 square feet. It's a great property. We just put brand new flooring in there, and we put some of Ray Bowles' lifetime flooring in there, as well as some carpet. We also have painted the inside of the place, a little bit on the outside. It's a great family home. Like I said, it's three-bedroom, two-bath, sitting on right at half an acre. And we will sell that property to you or anybody else today for about $145,000. That's about $75 a square foot, which is a little bit cheaper than you can get by any other house in Millbrook right now. So you guys give me a call. My number is 322-0662. I'd love to show you that house or any house that you might find in the River Region that you'd like to take a look at.
Again, that's 322-0662, and you'll get extra brownie points if you say, what's up, mustache?
What's up, stash?
We have time for one last call here. Trisha.
Hey.
Hey, Trisha.
All right. I wanted to remind everybody about the rally tomorrow, Trisha, at the Capitol at 11 o'clock.
Trisha, I've not heard from you in 100 years.
I know. I missed you. I had to do something. I couldn't take it anymore. I can't bet my other leg like you can. So, but they have done some fishy stuff. I bet it does. Yeah. They've done some fishy stuff, and we need to stand with our president. We're going to the state capitol at the steps at 11 o'clock tomorrow. It's a Stop the Steal rally for those of us who can't make it to D.C. And we're just going to go, and we're going to pray for our nation and pray for our president and pray the truth is brought to light. And we're going to protest. Good old-fashioned protest.
That's right.
Very good. Well, thank you.
So, Joey, I expect to see you.